Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And as we continue our position battle series, we're going to zoom in on the offensive line, specifically that guard position. The Patriots like to keep the offensive line youthful, and they've done a really good job of that, as we've seen in recent years with the draft. Who is someone that could maybe step up and surprise a lot of us as training camp gets closer?
That part of the offensive line in particular last year wasn't solidified until week five after the Patriots had struggled in Kansas City the previous week. They auditioned Cameron Fleming, who then a tackle at Stanford, at guard for a start as a rookie. Josh Klein is a guy with some starting experience. He's young, going into only his third year, but I think is a guy that often gets overlooked,
right. But
certainly bears watching. Jordan Devey started early last year. Talked about the experience the first four games for this team, trying different people at that particular position. Then there are the likes of Marcus Cannon, a veteran, more of a tackle than a guard, or at least seemingly more suited, better suited for tackle than guard, but nonetheless, with Vollmer and Solder, the bookends on that offensive line. Does Marcus Cannon find a place at left guard or right guard? And then there are the rookies in the mix, including Trey Jackson, the fourth-round draft choice out of Florida State, and I think he's generated a lot of interest because of the impact Brian Stork from that same program had a year ago, solidifying the offensive line as a rookie.
There is an opening roster spot as they get closer to training camp. Is that something that even, you know, a rookie like Trey Jackson could end up fulfilling?
There's no question about it. I think Trey Jackson comes into training camp with a good opportunity to win a starting job. Shaq Mason, another rookie drafted in the same round out of Georgia Tech. So there's a lot of candidates right now lining up at guard for the Patriots for two jobs. Possibly one, of course, given the state of Wendell's career. He's got a lot of experience, always seems to be overlooked going into the year,
right. But
always seems to be there at the end. He certainly was last year. He was really invaluable for this team with the contributions he made on the interior.
Well, we'll see if that catches up to him as the youthful rookies look to take over that roster spot. That will do it for our countdown to camp for the offensive line, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.